What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Aiden O'Hara, and I'm here with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Aiden. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It's officially October, so officially spooky season. And it's definitely looking like spooky season for some NFL teams out here.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, pretty soon we're getting some fall games now. Pretty soon we'll be hopefully getting some snow games.
Oh, gotta love the snow games.
Hopefully the weather starts getting cooler because it's still been kind of like humid.
Yeah, now. I mean, here in Pittsburgh, it's been just
it's unpredictable.
It's been pretty bad. Just gloomy every single day. Yeah, it's been rough here, but. You know, and, like, it's been rough for a lot of NFL teams, too. A couple still have not gotten their first win. And, yeah, I don't know. A couple bad losses for some teams that you were not expecting
to be losses. One of them being the Packers.
Yes.
Actually, no, I think we did both say Vikings.
We did both say Vikings. I mean, I wasn't expecting them to get down as much as they were. They ended up coming back, but... You know, definitely not great. And then, yeah, just a couple pretty crazy games, I would argue. And, like, Steelers had a close one.
And definitely a few blowouts to mention, which we'll talk about. I mean, Bills got destroyed last Sunday night.
Yeah, very big loss. Dolphins get destroyed. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so, I mean, I say we just hop right into some player news. What do you say?
All right, guys, let's start off with some player news. As always, you know, got to keep you guys up to date, you know, especially with fantasy season. I mean, I did pick up my first loss this week, sadly. But I had Anthony Richardson get injured, which... Is unlucky.
Yeah, but Vinny actually put up a very bad score. I mean,
Breece Hall. I mean, you could thank Breece Hall for that. I don't know what happened there.
I don't know what happened to the Jets.
Yeah, but speaking of Anthony Richardson, he did go down with a oblique injury or hip injury. He was questionable. I don't know if you're watching the game, but like in the Steelers game, he went like a big run and then kind of got hit awkwardly on like. His side and like back a little bit, so then he came out for like two plays. They put Joe Flacco in, then he was like on the sideline, like pumped to go in. Then he went in like two plays later, and some reason just did like either like an option or a design to run. And then he just got like drilled in the head.
He did a little Tua injury.
Yeah, he actually looked like Tua when he did like a dive slide kind of thing.
Tua somehow finds a way to do the worst slides at all times.
They gotta emphasize that in training.
Yeah, I know.
For sure. But, yeah, so he is questionable. We'll have to see with him. That was the main quarterback one of the week. And then moving into running backs, also with the Colts, Jonathan Taylor suffered a high ankle sprain in the game. And he is possibly gone on IR, which will be, another big hit for them.
Yeah,
the Colts,
huge.
The Colts, I mean...
They already look pretty bad with him. He's been, like, their only good thing this year.
They've been pretty unpredictable.
Which, I did see Anthony Richardson has a higher completion percentage throwing 50-plus yards than he does throwing behind the line of scrimmage.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually did not see that, but he has hit a few bombs this year.
I know, and that seems like all he can do.
That is a crazy stat, but... Other other running backs, we have Joe Mixon. He's currently day-to-day. And then Bijan Robinson was a limited participant in the practice on yesterday. So, and then obviously, you know, a few other ones, like most are still questionable.
Yeah.
A couple just lingering injuries that we've been hearing. Hmm. And then moving into receivers, the big one of the week is definitely Rashee Rice.
Yeah.
So he's nothing like confirmed just yet as of recording, but probably going to be out for a pretty extended period of
Mahomes time. Mahomes just did him dirty. Just went right into his knee.
Yeah, I've actually never seen anything like that. It was
especially because he made a really good play and he like punched the ball out and then.
Wait. So yeah, what? I don't know if maybe for the viewers, but. I saw like a clip of it, but I don't know the full.
Basically, Mahomes just threw a pick, And as they were coming back, Rasheed punches the ball out. And then Mahomes just dives right into his knee.
Yeah,
and
he, like, totally blew out his knee. Like, yeah. It looked so painful. I've never seen a quarterback injure his own receiver. Usually they throw, like, suicide passes.
Yeah.
To just drill your own. Oh, my gosh.
Crazy.
Did he say anything about that in, like, the post comments or anything? Because I didn't see any clips of him, like...
I actually don't think he did.
Because Rasheed Rice has got to be pissed. Because he was the fantasy number one receiver.
Yeah, I would be pissed.
And now, yeah, that is very unfortunate. Also, we have a couple... Another big one is Malik Nabers sustained a concussion towards the end of the game on Thursday. After he already had a pretty big game.
Yeah.
So, he... I don't know if there's any update on where he is in the concussion protocol.
Hmm.
But definitely a hit because he's been... He was also, like, fantasy receiver number one, too. Yeah. So, that is pretty crazy. Also, let's see. Mike Evans, I saw his missing practice with a knee injury. I think he's coming off a big week, too.
Yeah.
Davante Adams sat out the last game.
Okay.
I believe.
Which, there's also a chance he might not be a Raider anymore.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't going to mention those. I saw something about him wanting to come to the Steelers.
Yeah, I think right now his top teams are Steelers and Jets, obviously, for Rodgers. But
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I know. I like Fields, but like, I feel like Fields wouldn't be able to like
utilize give him
his full.
Him.
Yeah, I don't think his full potential would be on display.
I agree
the prime.
With that.
Yeah. But I mean, if the Jets did get him and they had. Him with Garrett Wilson and Lazard.
And
that's like the
Hall.
Old gang back together.
I know.
But we'll have to
skip. They also, I forget if Randall Cobb retired, but I think he's technically on the Jets.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a reunion team then. But otherwise, we also have Tank Dell. He missed the last week, but he is expected to return for this coming week. And then just a quick few tight end injuries. Since there seems to be a lot, Njoku again missed the game for me, which is just annoying because he's not on IR.
That's what Cooper Kupp's been for me.
He's still not on IR.
No, he's been out for so long, but I think he's supposed to. They have bye week, so they play Packers this week, bye week next week, and he'll come back the week after that.
Okay.
Which is still so annoying, though.
Yeah, but. Otherwise, we have no more updates on Evan Engram, who missed the last two games. Trey McBride is in concussion protocol, but supposedly looking good to return soon.
Mm.
And then Kittle is questionable with the date, is day to day.
Wow.
So, yeah, again, like we've seen, just a lot of lingering, a lot of big injuries.
Yeah.
That suck for... I mean, not for real life, obviously, but, like, fantasy, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just been, fantasy's been,
a lot
I'm
of
still
injuries.
3-1, but, like, it just has seemed like a hassle. Like,
yeah.
It's not, no one's really had a pretty,
like, I'm 2-2 right now, but I feel like I'm 0-4.
Yeah, I feel like I'm barely winning, but, like, I don't know, just underperforming all these injuries. I guess that's how it is, but, yeah, that wraps up everything we got. For that, and we can move on now to some guest the player.
All right, let's do it.
All right, guys, let's get into some fantasy guest the player and talk about some of the games we had this week. I've got four that I have pulled up here.
All right.
And honestly, in my opinion, these ones are kind of easy, but like, they were just interesting stat lines that were worth mentioning. So I don't know. How if you like did any research before?
I did not. I try not.
So I feel like you just like look around the fantasy app at like everyone.
I actually don't. I honestly, there's a chance I do really bad. But
I think these are pretty easy. I feel like I would have got these. Well, at least three of them. All right, the first one is a receiver. We have 3 receptions for 72 yards and a touchdown, as well as a 7-yard rushing touchdown.
Ooh,
so
right.
2 touchdowns, 1 each receiver.
The rushing touchdown as a receiver, that sounds so familiar.
There's probably only one that happened, honestly.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think of what receiver would have gotten a rush. Was it? No, I was gonna think CD. Oh gosh.
Not a bad guess, but no, it's not him.
Wow. I honestly don't know. I'm just gonna have to throw out a Hail Mary. Let's go with the Nico Collins.
Okay, that's incorrect. I'm not sure how he did specifically this week, yeah. But that player was Jordan Addison.
I thought it was gonna be some Packers player in the Packers game.
First game back since the week one injury. Put up a pretty big performance in helping the Vikings get a win over the Green Bay Packers.
Yes, that game was very disappointing. Packers were down 28-0 to start the game, and then honestly made it a game again. They scored 22 points in the fourth quarter, but you know, too little, too late. We end up losing. Vikings now 4-0, looking very good.
They're beating a lot of the odds.
Yeah. I mean, you were
clowning on them in the beginning of the year.
I was.
We were doubting Sam Darnold. And who was their other quarterback that got hurt?
J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, he was like supposed to be, and then...
Yeah, I'll give it to him. But, yeah. I mean, like Jefferson has looked good. Addison looked good. Jones looked good. And then on the other side of the ball, Jaden Reed looked very good. 7 catches, 139, and a touchdown. So. Yeah.
And Tavian Wicks had 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Since I've dropped... Did someone pick him up in fantasy? Because I dropped him.
I don't think so.
Week 2.
Yeah.
Because he was supposed to be the big... Maybe I should pick him up. I just don't have the depth.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Justin Jefferson. People were pretty... I mean, you passed up on him in our fantasy draft.
I mean, I had the number 2 pick. I wasn't...
And how did that work out for you, Wayne?
Well, that's not my fault that Tua is an idiot, so...
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Waddle drafter.
Yeah.
Second, third round, so it hurts both of us. But yeah, I mean, this is not good news for the Packers. Who'd you...
No, not good.
Did you say they have the Rams?
Yeah, they got Rams next week, which they should be able to win that.
That is definitely winnable.
If they lose to Rams, that would be very shocking.
All right, so, yep, definitely a big game. And we can talk about the next one. We have a quarterback... Which there was a few good quarterback stat lines this week, but this one stood out. We have 22 for 34 with 312 yards, 1 touchdown, as well as being sacked 4 times, but 10 rushes, 55 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's Justin Fields.
Yep. I had to throw him in there.
Yeah.
I mean, is Justin Fields, is he the savior of the Steelers?
Yeah, I mean, this is easily his best game so far. By far, I would argue. I mean,
even though we lost.
Yeah, and that just happened to be because Joe Flacco comes in and, you know, like he used to do, torch the Steelers.
Which, how old is he at this point?
I don't know. Well, he, like, was retired, and then he... came back with the Browns.
Yeah, I remember on the Browns.
He's 39.
Was he on the Browns most recently before this?
He was, yeah, just last season.
Yeah, he's always, like, pops up on a... Wasn't he on the Jets before that? Mm-hmm. Like, he was randomly on the Jets backup.
Yeah.
Because, like, Zach Wilson got hurt or something, and then, like, Deshaun Watson's out, and then we just see Joe Flacco come in now. Like, I, like, just don't know what team he's on, and then I just see him go in. I'm like...
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
But, I mean, definitely a disappointing loss for the Steelers. But I think I would take... You were already 3-0. You take that loss, and you're like, okay, Justin Fields might actually be something now.
Yeah. And he only has one... I mean, only has one interception on the year, I believe.
That's pretty good.
Which, compared to the Chicago Bears era...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that team was much worse.
Yeah. Like
they didn't have really the defense or...
I mean, I feel bad for him. They didn't give him a chance.
Yeah, so now, before we were, like, questioning, oh, should he still be the starter? But he's definitely going to just be a starter.
Oh,
so,
for sure.
I don't know how much Russell Wilson got paid, like, the contract, but it's very, very different than how we expected the start of the season to be.
Hey,
but I'm not complaining.
Yeah, shout out to him. Shout out to him.
And Cora, also worth mentioning, Cordell Patterson, besides Fields, was the leading rusher with 43 yards. Jaylen Warren was out,
yeah,
I believe. And Najee Harris, very 13 carries, 19 yards, very inefficient. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Najee Harris, honestly.
Yeah, I haven't been a fan of him.
Average 1.5 yards per carry this game.
I haven't been a fan of Najee for a very long time now. I feel like he just runs so slow. He's not explosive. I don't know.
Some people, like, what's the stat? Like, he's, like, the only receiver to, like, currently to, have, like, 1,000 yards in, like, his first few seasons or whatever, which, like, I guess, but I don't know. He just isn't the explosive.
Yeah, like, when Warren goes in, he's so explosive.
Yeah, I think we're just used to, like, Le'Veon Bell. I mean,
yeah, true.
Le'Veon Bell wasn't, like, particularly fast.
Well, but he just could read the
O-lines. He would just read them and just, like, slither through everyone.
Yeah, he was insane.
I mean, Najee Harris just kind of, like, puts his head down and just, like, rams.
Yeah, and then goes, like, nowhere.
Sometimes he'll truck someone, but sometimes not.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Steelers moved to 3-1. We'll have to see who do they have coming up?
They have Cowboys.
Is it home?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, I don't think we're not out of that. Or if the Giants can keep it close with the Cowboys,
I could see it.
The Steelers at home definitely
can. Yeah, I could see it.
It's either gonna be a miserable blowout or like where we just get destroyed, yeah, like 40-0, or
it's gonna be a very close game.
So that would be fun to go to. But next stat line, also pretty noteworthy. We have a running back with 24 rushes, 199 yards.
Yeah, that's Derrick Henry.
Yeah, but also had a touchdown and then 10 receiving yards and a touchdown. Yeah. Obviously, just had to throw that one in. I knew you were going to get it.
Yeah, I mean, it was a crazy game by the Ravens. They came out swinging, 21 points in the first half. Scored a touchdown in every quarter, and the Bills just could not keep up. Lamar only had 156 passing yards, and it's because he didn't have to pass it. Derrick Henry almost had 200 yards.
I know. And he had that, what was his long run?
To start, I think, 70 yards.
Dang.
Yeah, and their leading receiver was Justice Hill, a running back.
I mean, yeah, this is interesting. I mean, the Bills, I feel like, are always just, like, hot or cold.
I know.
Like, they'll go from just blowing out the last, like, three teams or two teams, and then...
But then you go back and you look at these teams that they've beat, and you're like, Dolphins aren't very good. Jags aren't good at all. Cardinals
are decent.
Yeah, but...
I mean, I don't know. They still just... Even though they're not, like, playing anyone crazy, they still, like... When they're playing good, they just look like they could just beat anyone.
Yeah, agreed.
I mean, they have the Texans, Jets, Titans, Seahawks coming up. So, I mean, they could easily win all four of those. Dolphins, then Colts, they could easily win all four of those.
Yeah.
And then later in the season picks up with Chiefs, 49ers, Rams, Lions. But, I don't know. They're still, I mean, I'm not going to... I mean, I wouldn't go to say that the Bills are fraudulent.
No, in Play Action Podcast, you know, classic.
Yeah, but definitely interesting. Now, I mean, are there any undefeated teams? Did the Chiefs
Yeah, win? Chiefs are undefeated.
The Steelers should be.
Vikings are undefeated.
Okay, it should be the Steelers.
Yeah.
That would have been great. But, yeah, I mean, another interesting game. We can move on to the last one, which is probably the hardest one to guess, in my opinion.
Okay.
But it was a pretty good stat line. Another running back with 16 rushes, 93 yards, and a touchdown, as well as 7 receptions for 72 yards.
How many rushes?
16.
For 92 yards and a touchdown.
93.
Okay, and then...
7 for 72.
Ooh, okay, so that's a big game.
It's a big game.
I want to say, like, Jahmyr Gibbs is my first thought. Maybe like a Brian Robinson, maybe. All of those sound good, but I'm going to go with Jahmyr Gibbs.
That is incorrect. I don't know exactly how he did, but this was DeAndre Swift.
Oh, yes, he did have a good game. So,
yeah, he's kind of been flying under the radar.
Yeah, a lot.
It seems, but the Bears get another win and are now 2-2. So
yes.
Is Caleb Williams the answer?
I mean, this was a game that he did what he was told. No turnovers, 17 for 23, 157 yards and a touchdown. Definitely not like a, oh my gosh, he's amazing type of game. But and especially because he really, I mean, 7 catches for DeAndre Swift. Yeah, I mean, he was checking down all game. I still think the Caleb hype needs to be, you know, put down a little bit. But
you're always a QB hater.
Yeah, I think it's just like on the other side of the ball, the Rams are just terrible right now. I mean, without Puka and Cooper Kupp,
they have Tutu Atwell leading the charge,
and then Jordan Whittington. I've never heard of this dude in my life. Like, never heard of him.
Oh my gosh!
And them receivers that you've never heard of. Have you ever heard of Tyler Johnson?
He was the one on my fantasy? Yeah, he was the one on my fantasy team for 1 week after the Cooper Kupp news dropped.
I mean, they just always have these random receivers. Yeah,
I mean, I don't know what Puka's timeline is for coming back.
I think he's gonna be out at least 2 weeks after Cooper comes back.
Oh.
So
yeah, so probably not much looking good for them. But those were all I put down. But there is, you know, a couple more games worth mentioning. First one, Cardinals and Commanders.
Commanders.
But the Commanders are just. I mean, I don't know why you said Cardinals. Let's be honest.
I don't know. I thought I trusted the, cause like, the teams that the Cardinals lost to were close games against the Bills and Lions. I was like, maybe they're not as bad as think, and then I guess the Commanders are just better than I thought.
I mean, Jaden Daniels has been
really
crazy.
Good.
He's the fantasy number one quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, he's so good. Jeremy Nicholas had 2 rushing touchdowns. I've never heard of him.
Brian Robinson, 21 carries, 101 and a touchdown. He's been seeing a bigger increase than people were expecting fantasy-wise. James Conner also 100-yard rusher in that game. Another one, let's see, we didn't talk about was, we had 2 Monday night games again, which I don't know if that's like a thing. Like, is that
going
to be a thing from now on? Or?
I think it's just while no teams have the bye, like since this is the first week of bye weeks, there's no longer that. But yeah, like whenever there isn't bye weeks, that would happen.
That makes sense. But one of the games, I mean, the Lions.
That game, the Lions just looked very good.
Yeah, just, I mean, put up 42, looking like the offense we saw last year.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Goff, 18 for 18.
Yeah.
292, 2 touchdowns, and
a receiving touchdown.
Yeah, receiving touchdown.
Which,
so,
it's weird to see that, but.
And Amon-Ra with a passing touchdown.
Yeah.
Perfect. I mean, perfect pass. I think that's a perfect passer rating.
Yeah,
from Jared Goff.
I mean, he's like either looked very good or just terrible, and it's usually never in between.
Yeah. So honestly, I mean, with their division, they're honestly looking tough for the Packers because the Lions. I mean, Lions are a playoff team, and with how the Vikings are looking, like
the Packers are gonna need to play.
Would they be able to like even get? Get a wild card
I mean, the Steelers did.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know how. I haven't looked at, like, the standings of, like, the other NFC teams.
I don't think there's a ton of overwhelming NFC teams. But, yeah, some other games. Texans beat the Jaguars. Jags are now 0-4.
Which people weren't probably expecting.
I definitely wasn't expecting that.
They fell off quick.
Yeah, Broncos beat the Jets 10-9, where the Jets offense I mean, Bo Nix had 60 passing yards, and they won.
Yeah, that game, I had what's his name? Javonte Williams and Breece Hall.
Javonte at least got 77. He picked it up at the end,
but yeah, like literally just while I put on that game, like
Aaron Rodgers had, what is it, six times the amount of rushing yards as Breece Hall did.
Yeah, I don't know what, I mean, I never really stood out. I think the matchup was pretty bad, like I remember seeing in fantasy, but I didn't realize the Denver Broncos, their rush defense must be pretty solid. Because, yeah, 10 rushes for 4 yards from, like, one of the best running backs easily in the league is, like, pretty unheard of.
Yeah.
I mean, so, that was a painful game to watch.
Yeah.
Also, the Eagles take the L to the...
Buccaneers.
The Buccaneers, which you actually did predict over me in the predictions.
I finally got one right.
Yeah, so the Eagles are 2-2. Could they be frauds?
There's a chance. I think they are, but you know, that's just me.
I mean, Baker's been
he's been very good.
One of the best, I mean, stat wise, he's up there.
Oh yeah.
And
for
pretty
sure.
much everything and in fantasy.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean, that's all the games. I guess interesting games from this past week. But now let's go into some trivia.
Oh.
All right. So today I have a little bit of a themed trivia for Vinny. Just, you know, you would say you are a Steelers fan?
I mean, yeah, I'd definitely say that. But I will preface this by saying that, like, I don't know any of the stuff Aiden, like, said. Like, I have no idea what his little segment is until, like, right now.
Exactly.
So I'm not being able to study.
You're not supposed to study. It's supposed to be straight ball knowledge right off the dome.
Okay.
Okay. I just have 10 Steelers questions.
I mean, I wouldn't say I'm, like, just, like...
Yeah, no. These are all... other than one question, they're all questions that... From basically, like... 2015 on.
Okay, I should be able to get that.
Okay. Starting off with a, you know, softball toss.
Don't say that.
If you don't know this, how many Super Bowls do the Steelers have?
Of course. Dude, you think I don't know that? It's 7.
No!
Oh, 6. Okay, no, I meant 6.
Oh, my gosh.
I meant 6.
Don't be looking at, the answer.
I'm saying we're going to be getting 7 after this year.
Okay, sure.
And we're tied with... The Patriots.
Yes, there is a team with 7.
Is it? There's a team with 7.
It's not necessarily a team.
What is it? What does that mean?
It's Tom Brady.
Oh, right. I was gonna say, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen that. I've seen that picture enough. Like,
yeah,
that,
I know.
Like graphic of like his hand with like all the
rings. All right. What player had the 100-yard pick 6 in the Super Bowl against the Cardinals?
Oh, that's a throwback.
It is.
And it is James Harrison.
Yes, correct. All right.
Yep.
Good work. Who was the player in the controversial call over was it a catch against the Patriots?
That is going to be Jesse James.
Yes.
On the,
okay.
By the way, it was a catch.
Yeah.
I just saw that recently.
Yeah. So, okay.
Okay, we're
doing good. This one, if you're within a year, I'll give it to you.
Oh.
What year was Antonio Brown drafted?
Oh, okay. This is actually like... Oh, this is tough.
I don't think I would have gotten this.
I don't think I will, because he's been like out of the league for so long now that like... But he didn't, like, really retire, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He could have played a lot longer, so, like, I'm going to say, he's probably, like, what, 35 now? I'm going to say 2011.
It was 2010, so I'll give that to you.
Oh, wow. Okay. I knew it was early.
I think I would have said, like, 2013 or something. Okay, nice. What team did Le'Veon Bell go to when he didn't re-sign with the Steelers? Whenever
is this a trick question?
Whenever he was being with a whenever he was being a drama queen.
Is this a trick question?
I don't think so.
Then it's the Jets.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, because I knew that, but I thought there was like a sneaky
no.
you were gonna throw in.
All right. Doing pretty good so far. What was the nickname given to the Steelers defense in the 1970s?
Oh, okay. So this is a little bit of a throwback.
Yes, but this is one that you should know. Even I knew this.
Oh, well, like, see, I'm definitely gonna recognize. Like, I can't like think of it right now at the top of my head, but like, I know I recognize it. I mean, it's not the Legion of Doom. Boom.
No, definitely okay. not.
Yeah, I know that.
I could give you a hint.
All right.
You have ridden it before.
I've ridden it. Okay, that's yes. a little. That's an interesting hint. Okay. Oh. Okay. So, see, if I've ridden it, that means that it's like a ride at Kennywood. So it's either the Phantom Menace, which doesn't make sense. Oh, it's not the Skyrocket. Okay. Yeah, I know what it is. I know what it is. It's the steel.
Oh.
The steel.
It's the first word.
Yeah. What's that? I actually haven't ridden it actually.
Oh.
So.
It's you're missing steel, out.
Not menace.
No.
Steel curtain.
Yes.
Oh, how?
Steel curtain. Wow. Okay.
I didn't know that was their nickname.
Yeah, that's like a very big thing. Okay, this one I was actually a bit surprised by. When was the last time the Steelers won a playoff game?
Oh, I mean, I know the last times we've made the playoffs and lost in the first game.
When was that?
Okay, actually, maybe I don't. No, it was the Browns.
Well, last year's when they lost to the Bills.
That was last year?
Yeah.
What about the time when Ben retired?
That was like 3 years
ago. That was against the Browns?
Yeah.
That was the business
part. So what year?
Honestly, call me crazy. I'm probably going to say, like, 2015.
It was 2017. The divisional game against the Chiefs.
We won?
Yeah.
We won that?
Yeah, that was before...
What?
Mahomes, obviously.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. That was after... That was the Jesse James. Or we know. That wasn't in the playoffs.
Was it to get to the playoffs?
Yeah, I think it was to verse the Patriots.
The Jesse James one was
oh, no. The 2017, they won that game to play the Jags.
Oh, that does sound familiar.
Yeah.
And then we lost.
Maybe? I don't know. I kind of forget. Okay. When was the Steelers' last losing season, as in below 500?
Okay. I mean... So obviously it's got to be before Mike Tomlin, because that's like his thing.
Yeah.
Of not having losing seasons.
Being mid.
So I don't know how long he's been coaching. He's been coaching at least 14 years. So subtract 14, we're at like 2010. I mean, it wouldn't have been 2009 because we won the Super Bowl. I doubt it was 2010. 2008, maybe. I'm going to say 2007.
It was 2003.
Wow.
Can you believe that you have not been alive for a losing Steelers season your entire life? I guess me
so
too.
So you have?
Me
wait,
too.
Well, if you're saying 2003 to 2004 season?
Yeah, I'm not sure. But that season would have ended probably before...
Yeah,
sure. Maybe. It would have been ending like as you were
born. Because I'm a February birthday.
But right. Yeah, pretty crazy.
That makes us sound better than we are.
I know. Name one Steeler to win the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award.
Oh, that's
no,
crazy.
But
Russell Wilson.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Who are you? Oh.
I guess Russell Wilson does count. Can you name any others?
Are you going to say...
There's another obvious one.
What's his name? Cameron.
Yep, that's his first name.
Hayward.
Yes.
Is there any more that...
There's actually four others.
Do I know them?
Yeah, you know, these are all big name Steelers players. I'll give you a hint. It's not Ben Roethlisberger, that's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, would it be Antonio Brown? No. It was definitely not Antonio Brown.
There are like four, I would argue, legends for the Steelers.
Okay. I'm thinking someone, would they have been like in the 2000s?
One of them was.
I'd say like maybe like Hines Ward.
No, that's a good guess.
Or like Heath Miller.
No. It is an offensive player. There's three offensive players and one defensive player.
Did any of them play after 2010?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
the one defensive player is like probably the best Steelers defensive player of all time, besides T.J. Watt.
Mean Joe Green.
Yes.
But he was mean, I thought.
And then there's two running backs. Running backs. And then.
What do you mean running backs? You're saying it's a rushing quarterback?
No, the one is technically a fullback.
Oh, Kyle Juszczyk. No, I'm kidding. Oh, the fullback.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what's his name? Yeah, I know who it is. Franco Harris.
Yes. And then there's a running back from early 2000s.
Rashad Mendenhall.
No.
I won't know it.
Kids get on him.
Oh, the bus.
Yes. And then the last one is a Steelers legend receiver from, like, the 80s, I want to say.
From the 80s? Okay, I don't really know that many.
He did ballet. That was his big thing.
That doesn't help.
Lynn Swan.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I recognize
him. All right, and the last question. Name the last Steeler to have 200 receiving yards in a game.
Wow. Okay. So, like, I feel like my obvious guess would be, like, Antonio Brown, which would be a long time ago, but there's someone that had to have done it since then. So, are you smiling?
I'm just
is it
curious to see who you think it's going to be.
Okay, well, Antonio, like, see, the obvious answer would be Antonio Brown, but I think it's someone, like, random after. So, like, call me crazy, but I'm going to say it's not him, and it's someone, like, recent that's random. How about Juju?
It is not Juju.
Is it Antonio Brown?
It's Antonio Brown, yes.
Okay, yeah. I thought,
kind of a basic answer, but, yeah.
I mean, is that, like,
it
common?
It was, I think the last time it was in, like, 2017.
Is that, like, common for teams to, like, not have someone over 200? I mean...
No, I thought...
Has anyone done it this
Pickens,
year yet?
Pickens was really close, and he had 198, I think, one year.
I mean, has anyone done it this year? I don't think so.
Not that I can think
of. Tyreek probably did it last year.
Oh, yeah, I think he definitely did. So...
I actually did better than I thought.
Yeah, not bad, not
I
bad.
Guess, like, maybe I have to do some... we'll have to do some Packers trivia next time.
Oh, I would cook. I would cook. Okay, so yeah, that's some Steelers trivia. So let's get into some predictions now. All right, moving into week 5 of predictions. Last week, I went 10-6. Vinny goes 11-5 to bring me to 34-30, and Vinny at 42-22.
I think we gotta like look back to see when I had like a losing week to you.
I don't know. Cause like it's probably like,
I know the gas would be big, but like I don't know if there's a week where you actually beat me in a week.
Yeah, it feels like that every week. So.
Yeah, maybe this week will be different. Who knows?
We'll see. So, hopping right into it. Thursday Night Football, Bucks at Falcons. Actually, a good game.
Good game. I feel like you gotta be riding with the Bucks with how they've been playing. Also, Bijan is limited practice.
Yeah.
With the early turnaround, that could be a key.
Yeah, like I really want to do Falcons here, but I'm doing Bucks. All right. Next up, an England morning game, Jets at Vikings.
Oh, Saturday morning or Sunday morning?
Sunday morning.
Okay.
And after how bad the Jets just looked, you got to go Vikings.
Yeah, I feel like they could. It could be one of those surprising games. Cause, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, he's used to playing the Vikings.
That's true.
But yeah, I just feel like you can't go against the Vikings right now.
Yeah. All right, Panthers at Bears.
Oof. I mean, do the Panthers...
Who did the Panthers have at quarterback last week?
Did the Panthers... How did they do this week?
They only lost 24-34 to the Bengals.
I mean, they looked better with Andy Dalton. We will say
that. Dude, call me crazy. I'm going Panthers. Screw
okay.
it.
Okay. I'm going to say Bears. But yeah. This is a game I don't know. I'm not like I'm really going off. I'm going off my gut feeling.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I just want the Bears to lose.
Browns at Commanders. Could be an interesting one.
Oh, got to be Commanders, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, with how the offense is moving and the defense has been solid.
Yeah.
So, Dolphins at Patriots. I mean,
I'm going Patriots.
Yeah, it's just
until Tua comes back, I will vote against the Dolphins every single week. They look so bad.
I'm gonna go Patriots too. It's unfortunate for them.
Yeah, and speaking of bad, Colts at Jags.
Depends on Anthony Richardson, but call me crazy.
No, I'm going Colts.
Joe Flacco. Yeah,
I'm going Colts too.
Joe Flacco's an
when it rains, it pours in Jacksonville.
Yeah, no love for them. Bills at Texans. This is an interesting one.
I'm going Bills bounce back.
Okay. See, I was thinking that as well.
Yeah.
Bills bounce back.
Ravens at Bengals.
I feel like people are going to be quick to say Ravens here.
I will be, for sure.
Yeah, I got to say Ravens.
After that domination they just did, got to be.
Yeah. Oh, classic Raiders at Broncos, a backyard brawl.
I'm going Broncos.
Really?
The Raiders are
That's a hot take.
So terrible.
They didn't. How'd they do this week?
They did win against the Browns, but the Browns are also terrible.
I mean but the Buccaneers put up 10.
Yeah, but
call me crazy, but I'm rolling with the Raiders because even though it is in Denver.
In Broncos country.
Broncos country?
Right. Cardinals and Niners? Gotta be Niners.
Yeah. You can't root against Purdy.
Yeah.
Aiden learned his lesson on that before. Giants at Seahawks. This one is interesting because the Giants haven't been, like, horrible anymore.
Yeah, but they don't have... They're not going to have... what's his name? Neighbors? Got, like, so it's got to be Seahawks.
Yeah. Ooh, Packers at Rams. Is Aiden going to root against his
go, Pack, team? Go.
Yeah, if the Packers lose this, I really just don't have as much hope for them.
Oh, I don't
season.
Have any.
They're finishing at least third in their division.
Yes.
Cowboys at Steelers. Oh, I'm so tempted to put Steelers.
I'm going Cowboys. I mean... This is not the type of game that the Steelers win.
Yeah.
Or is it? Like, it's either totally the game that the Steelers win.
I feel like we're just due for, like, a really bad performance.
Yeah,
we always get one of those. I might say Cowboys, too. Not like I'm rooting for the Cowboys, but...
It's bound to happen.
Yeah, because we just... Like, I feel like we're going to have just, like, you know, like, every... Like, you know, like, when, like, even for the last game when... Like, Fields is, like, fumbling the snaps.
Yeah.
Like, he fumbled the one last game. It's going to be, like, one of those games...
But it's not going to be the Colts on the other side of the ball.
Yeah, it's going to be... But we can... Interesting to see if CeeDee Lamb, how the Steelers' defense will do.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. But then last game of the week, Monday Night Football, Saints at Chiefs.
Oh, I mean, the Saints...
I really want to go Saints here, but...
I mean, no Rasheed Rice.
The Chiefs have looked... I'm going Saints. The Chiefs have gotten so lucky. I don't know how they're undefeated.
They've gotten bailed out, like, at least three of their games.
They don't even look good. I mean, if you look at...
And they're 4-0.
If you look at the stats this year, Mahomes is just... I mean, so far this season, he has four games. I mean, he's throwing under... What is it? Basically under 230 a game. Only has 6 touchdowns to 5 interceptions.
I'm gonna just say Chiefs, just to disagree with you.
Yeah, of
so course. Maybe the Chiefs will win this week. But yeah, that one, I think that one will be a good game.
Yeah, that is gonna be a good game. But you know, that's all we got for this week. Hopefully, it'll be another good week of football. And hopefully I'll be able to actually watch some games for once. Yeah, Aiden, I feel like every Sunday I'm doing something.
Aiden had a long weekend. He did a lot of coding.
Yeah, a lot of coding at the hackathon. Yeah, and
not much to show for it, sadly.
Not really anything. Not only no trophies, but pretty much no projects as well. So, really productive weekend. And let's just hope I can watch some NFL football.
Hopefully we see some good games. Fantasy, hopefully turn around for some players, and hopefully no more injuries.
I know, seriously.
But yeah, thank you guys as always for listening to another week. Be sure to follow us, subscribe. I guess we didn't even mention, but there's no video today.
I did put something up on the Instagram, so that's up. But yeah, definitely sorry about that.
The studio was booked or something somehow, like that.
I don't know.
Next week we'll be back in the studio cooking. So stay tuned for that. Always comment your ideas, suggestions, and we will catch you guys next week.
Peace.